term class in Bhakti Sangha. So I welcome all of you once again. And today we are really fortunate to have His Grace Shastakrit Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam from 5.20.24 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept all of our humble obeisance. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association. So before I hand over the call to you, I'd like to hand over the call to Tiffany Mataji to give a brief introduction on you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We are very happy today to have His Grace Shastakrit Prabhu. He is a beloved disciple of His Holiness Devamrita Swami Maharaj, who he met in New Zealand as a young boy. While still a teenager, he quickly absorbed the philosophy and became one of His Holiness Devamrita Swami's first disciples. As a gentle, friendly, and personable devotee, he is well known and loved. Shastakrit Prabhuji is a very sweet and kind Vaishnav who is devoted to giving Krishna consciousness to others, especially by distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. In addition to distributing books, Prabhuji is regularly requested to give morning Srimad Bhagavatam lectures, as well as Sunday feast lectures. His clear philosophical presentation and entertaining storytelling makes his classes both absorbing and memorable. When meeting Shastakrit face to face, one will find that he is a warm and wonderful devotee, and one will only hear Krishna Katha coming from his lips. He desires to only discuss matters related to Krishna and to bring everyone he meets to Krishna consciousness. Thus, he is a big believer in making Krishna consciousness accessible to newcomers in a casual and informal setting. Therefore, he has started a cafe for prasad distribution and mantra meditation nights in Stone Mountain, Georgia. Hare Krishna, welcome to the call, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Madhi. Thank you.
Yes, Prabhuji, you can take over the call. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time and association in this conference call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Madhi. So, this is the fifth canto, 20th chapter entitled The Structure of the Universe. So we are reading from 24. So there's no purport for another few verses. So I'm just going to read the translation for the next few verses, and then we'll chant and read the purport and Srila Prabhupada's purport for verse 27, I believe. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Translation: outside the ocean of milk is another island, Sakadvip, which has a width of 3,200,000 yojanas, 25,600,000 miles. As Kraunchadvip is surrounded by its own ocean of milk, Sakadvipa is surrounded by an ocean of churned yogurt as broad as the island itself. In Sakadvipa, there is a big Saka tree from which the island takes its name. This tree is very fragrant. Indeed, it lends its scent to the entire island. Text 25. The master of this island, also one of the sons of Priyavrata, was known as Medha Thiti. He also divided his island into seven sections, named according to the names of his own sons, whom he made the kings of that island. The names of those sons are Purojava, Manojava, Pavamana, Dumranika, Chitra Repa, Bahurupa, and Vishvadara. Vishvadara. After dividing the island and situating its sons as its rulers, Medhatithi personally retired and to fix his mind completely upon the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he entered a forest suitable for meditation. Is 26. For these lands also there are seven boundary mountains and seven rivers. The mountains are Isana, Urusringa, Balabhadra, Satakesara, Sahasra Srota, Devapala, and Mahanasa. The rivers are Anaga, Ayurda, Ubayasprishti, Aparajita, Panchapadi, Sahasra Shruti, and Nijadriti. Text 27. The inhabitants of those islands are also divided into four castes: Ritavrata, Satyavrata, Dhanavrata, and Anuvrata, which exactly resemble Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. They practice pranayama and mystic yoga in trance, and in trance they worship the Supreme Lord in the form of Vayu. Text 28. So this is the verse with Srila Prabhupada's purport. This Sanskrit. Anta pravishya bhutani yo bibhrati atmaketubi antaryamishvara sakshat patu no yad vasesputam. Word for word meaning. Anta pravishya, entering within, bhut. Thani, all living entities, ya, who, bibharti, maintains. Atma ketubi, by the functions of the inner airs, prana, apana, etc. Antaryami, the super soul within. Ishvara, the Supreme Person, Sakshat, directly, Patu, please maintain. Na, us, Yat, Vase, under whose control? Sputam, the cosmic manifestation. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The inhabitants of Sakadvip worship the Supreme Personality of God in the form of Vayu in the following words. O Supreme Person, situated as the Super Soul within the body, you direct the various actions of the different airs, such as prana, and thus you maintain all living entities. O Lord, O Super Soul of everyone, O Controller of the cosmic manifestation, under whom everything exists, may you protect us from all dangers. Purport. Through the mystic yoga practice called pranayama, the yogi controls the airs within the body to maintain the body in a healthy condition. In this way, the yogi comes to the point of trance and tries to see the super soul within the core of his heart. Pranayama is the means to attain samadhi, trance, in order to fully absorb oneself in seeing the Supreme Lord as Antaryami, the super soul within the core of the heart. Om Agyanatimrandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swaminathi Namah. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminathi Namah. Namaste Saraswati Devi. Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshtare. Jai Shri Krishna. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauru Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. So in the word for word meaning, Prabhupada says, Bibharti. Bhutani Bibharti. Bhutani means all living entities. Bibharti means maintains. One time there was an illiterate, a devotee, that Ramanujacharya asked him to chant Sahasranam, but this person said, I don't know the Sahasranam. I don't know the Vishnu Sahasranam. How can I chant? And Ramanujacharya asked him, do you know any of the Sahasranam? He said, I just know one word, Bhuta Brit. So Ramanujacharya told him, just chant that. Just say Bhuta Brite Namaha. Over and over like this. This way you will realize Krishna, meaning, you know, the one who maintains all living entities, the maintainer of all living entities, who is Vishnu or Krishna. So any of the names of the Supreme is very powerful. And I saw that translation just reminded me of the past time. So it's interesting to see how they worship the Supreme Lord there in Sakadvip. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that param drishtva nivartante. That it's all about acquiring higher taste. Like in this purport, Prabhupada is talking about, you know, pranayama. How just, you know, practicing pranayama perfectly, the devotees attain samadhi, and they attain, they fully absorb themselves in the Supreme Lord as antaryami, the super soul. So this is the super soul realization they're attaining by doing pranayama. And Krishna says it's all a question of higher taste. Like I have met devotees, you know, they just by practicing yoga asanas and different yoga posture and breathing techniques like this, even savasana. This last pose after practicing yoga, where, you know, you let go of all stress and thoughts and, you know, you focus on your breath and like that, you know, I've met devotees that have had out-of-body experience and higher taste just from doing that. And they told me how they lost taste for like drinking and going to clubs and things like that just by this simple practices. So it's a question of acquiring higher taste. Like Krishna says in the Gita that a mode of goodness means in the beginning it's like poison, but the end is like nectar. We've all done different things, like, you know, giving up certain bad habits or junk food or something like that. But in the beginning, it's difficult. But once we get the taste for feeling great, then it's, you know, it's like poison when we try to do it again. The taste is no longer there. So we have to get the higher taste in spiritual life. That's the secret to go the distance. Srila Prabhupada, one time in Atlanta, actually, he was asked, his great Savas Prabhu, the temple president from LA, he asked Srila Prabhupada, like, how can I be empowered in my service, in my book distribution? Srila Prabhupada told him that if you chant all your rounds without interruption, then you will become empowered. You will become empowered to do your service. And we can see in Srimad Bhagavatam, it's actually reading Srimad Bhagavatam, at least for me, it's very humbling. Makes you very humble to see how amazing things are out there that we can't conceive and we can't imitate, the kind of planets and devotees and like that. So devotees of other yugas and planets can attain perfection through other processes of yoga and meditation, but we can't. At least most of us can't. There may be some exception. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Navadvip. It's like we're reading about the different dweeps here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in the Navadvip to give us the chanting of the holy names. The easiest and most powerful process for this day and age. And just by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we can attain the same results and success like all these other great personalities are having. Recently, I met with my spiritual master, Devamrita Maharaj, in Mayapur, Navadvip. And, you know, after seeing him after 4 years, he was so ecstatic. And we had disciples. He kindly gave us darshan to the disciple. And he was taking, you know, he was seeing if any of us had any questions. And one devotee asked him how to deal with the, you know, the locals. This devotee was living overseas. He just moved to Mayapur and, you know, he was surprised to see like how materialistic sometimes even the Dhamvasis, the local devotees of, you know, the Dham can be. So he was asking a question how to deal with the local merchants. And Maharaj told him that this is not a very good question for me, how to deal with the, you know, business people. And he said, you know, you have any questions, you know, related to, you know, your practice, spiritual practices of Krishna consciousness. In other words, any deeper questions. So other questions devotees were asking. One thing that stood in my mind was Maharaj said that when we are in the Dham, our only business should be chanting the holy names. That should be the priority when we are in the Dham. He said Dham means chanting, chanting, chanting. And he concluded that not just in the Dham, that anywhere in the world, our priority should be chanting Krishna's name. We should give the pride of place for chanting Krishna's name wherever we are in the world every single day. And knowing that, you know, we are fallen in this day and age, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers are constantly reminding us every opportunity they get. Like Srila Prabhupada said one time, it's not enough to say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in one purport. And Srila Prabhupada said, I want to say it in every purport that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Same thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his famous Sikshashtakam said, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundari, Kavitam va Jagadisha Kamaye, Mama Janmani Janmanishvare, Bhavatad Bhakti Rahaitu Kitwe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is basically saying, I don't want anything else. I just want to have a little devotional service for Krishna. I just want to chant Krishna's holy names. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed us by his example, they were always chanting Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always chanting. And in the beginning days, as we have read, devotees didn't even have Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada, as soon as, you know, somebody was enthusiastic, he would send them to all kinds of places, Germany, and, yeah, England, and like this. And devotees didn't even know much philosophy. They would invite people to come, and they would simply say that, you know, you're not the body, chant Hare Krishna. That's all. They may have one book, small book, Easy Journey to Other Planets or something they've read. But over and over, they would say this thing. And still, they were making so many devotees because they were chanting Hare Krishna and they were distributing prasadam and repeating the words of Srila Prabhupada. This is actually our only qualification. Otherwise, we can understand these things. And naturally, when people can understand something, they call it mythology. Just because I can't see it or I don't have any realization of it, therefore it must be mythology. Srila Prabhupada writes, gives a very beautiful example in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, just like a person with a liver disease, he's not allowed to drink milk. And in turn, when the person has liver disease, Prabhupada says, cow urine is actually good for the liver disease. So that person doesn't have any experience of the milk. He only has experience of, you know, the salty cow urine. But they both come from the same cow. Similarly, Prabhupada says, you know, we don't have experience because of our fallen condition of all these other oceans that they're talking about, milk ocean, liquor ocean, and sugarcane ocean, ocean of yogurt, and like this. We have only experience of some salty ocean in our neighborhood. So Prabhupada says that, you know, therefore we call it mythology just because, you know, we can't see it or experience it. But like I was saying before, but it's a humble person, you know, can read about these things and surrender to Krishna even more. And real intelligence means, like we were reading, this king he surrendered to Krishna. Mam ekam saranam raja. Not only this king that surrendered to Krishna, but so many examples of kings, Katvanga and others, they retire and they surrender to Krishna at a certain stage of one's life. Prabhupada says how, 50 years means yellow light. Just like when we are driving, we see the yellow light. That means we know very quickly it's going to be red light. So we slow down and stop. Similarly, when we reach 50 years old, that means it's the indication from material nature that we don't have much time, so we have to slow down, wind down whatever else we are doing and surrender to Krishna. There's just yesterday, I think I was reading how one young devotee, Brahmachari in Bombay, he just touched some fan. He was, some devotees were taking prasadam and they asked him to move the fan towards him, this big electric fan. And he touched the fan and then he got electrocuted and left his body. Just a young man. Within, minutes. Same thing happened recently. My mother, she was talking to us, playing with my daughter the night before. And then in the morning, she didn't wake up. She left her body. I wake up in the middle of the night. I don't know why. I was having this strong urge to turn my phone on. And then when I turned my phone on, usually I don't. I mean, why anybody wants to turn on the phone middle of resting? I went to the bathroom, turned the phone on, and there were so many calls from India, like over 30 phone calls from India, from my mother's neighbors. So that was kind of strange and alarming. So when I called back, I asked one of my relatives, how is my mother? I asked her immediately and she said, oh, she left her body. So, we don't know this, when it's going to happen. But the amazing thing is when the devotees leave their bodies, that's actually very special because it's not another ordinary death. Because, people and insects and plants and animals, the living body all around us. But when the devotees leave their bodies, that's actually very special. Like when I mentioned to my Guru Maharaj that my mother left her body, he wrote back saying, oh, she was a great Vaishnavi and she is under Krishna's will, she's gone someplace else to increase her service. And when I flew to India immediately to go do the funeral, the first thing I was looking for her beach, which was right there next to her bed. And, she has completed, from the counter beach, you can tell, she's completed all her 16 rounds that day. So this is Vedic culture, that we should always be prepared. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. So like Prabhupada said, 50 years means yellow light. And how, we were just ordinary people, my mother and I, I still am. We were just wandering the streets of New Zealand. We moved there and, everything was different. you know, we didn't feel home there and like this. And I came across one of Srila Prabhupada's books. And just by reading Srila Prabhupada's books, it like, you know, did like heart surgery, completely changed my view and vision in life, goal in life. And seeing me so enthusiastic to read these books and like that, associate with devotees, my mother also joined. So since then, you know, she did so much service. 25 years. I mean, 25 years is nothing in a sense. But 25 years also is a lot of time because we can do plenty of service. So my mother did so much service, especially cooking for the devotees in 25 years' time. She had so much service she did to her spiritual master, Devamrita Maharaj. So this is the perfection of life. Once we take to Krishna consciousness, we will get plenty of opportunity to serve, which is the goal. The goal is not anything else. The goal is simply to have service birth after birth. Otherwise, what's the use of insect-like life? Like the demigods are shocked how short-lived we are as human beings. Like Prabhupada says, these Diwali insects. You know, they take birth and they grow up, and, you know, they take birth at night, they grow up at night, they have sex, they produce babies, they get old, and they die all within the same night. So what's the use when we go on book distribution? Krishna gives a special vision to see how people are wasting their life, valuable life, in accumulating things that ultimately we have to leave behind and go. So Narada Muni says, Aradita Jadi Hari Tapasa Tatakim. Naradita Jadi Hari Tapasa Tatakim. Narada Muni says, what's the use if we, you know, don't worship Krishna? What's the use of anything and everything? And Narada Muni also says, you know, what's the use if we are devotees of Krishna? Then what is the use of anything else? So we are very fortunate. In also in Mayapur, my spiritual master was saying how it's taken us billions and trillions of lifetime to come to the human form of life and to become a devotee of Mahaprabhu and to visit the Dham. So it's not an ordinary thing that we are in this Sankirtan movement. We are extremely fortunate. We can't fathom how fortunate we are. And we just have to continue. Like Prabhupada says, you know, the inheritance will come to the children as long as they stay alive. So we are here, the magic already happened, that we met the devotees and we are here in Krishna consciousness. So we just have to continue and be sincere and pray. The power of prayers are very powerful. Not just chanting, not just mechanically reading. But if we actually focus, pay attention and beg for the mercy, the acharya is setting example. They're always begging. I'm so fallen. I'm so fallen. All this Lochan Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Kabe Hama, Hera Bose, Sri Vrindavana, Narottam Das Thakur and other acharyas. They're actually living in Vrindavan, but they're praying, when will I get to see Vrindavan? Oh, I'm so fallen, I'm so fallen. Toya karo more. Most of the songs, they're always saying like, Patita pavana hetu, tava avatar. Oh Lord, you're so merciful and I'm the most fallen. If you don't deliver me, what's the use of, you know, calling you the most merciful like this? So if you're humble, sincere and absorbed, then we will feel reciprocation from Krishna. Like Prabhupada says, Krishna is not a dead stone. He's very alive and so conscious. He's a person, so sensitive, especially to his devotees. Bhakta Vatsala, Krishna is very kind and willing, ready to hear our prayers. So we just have to be focused. And this way, even though we are not in some fancy planet, but still we are extremely fortunate. Durlabha manusha den janma tadapi adruvam artadam Prahlad Maharaj. You know, even though it's temporary, but you know, it's a special birth, human birth. So we just have to take advantage of the costless gift, the matchless gifts that's been given to us. And if we share this with others, people are hungry more than ever. You know, the planet is becoming crazier by the moment. Excuse me. You know, inflation, recession, joblessness, and pandemic, and wars, and you name it. It's just no better time than now to share Krishna consciousness, because people are super hungry. Like when people come to our cafe, we give them prasadam for their stomach, and first time them coming to visit us to get some prasadam, some food, but they take home full sets of Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, this is really amazing, because last 25 years I'm distributing books. Sometimes, you know, during marathon or in a year, we'll distribute, you know, few sets of Bhagavatam. But now, you know, people are taking full sets of Bhagavatam like every day. I don't even have in stock so many books that, you know, they're so hungry for. And we just have to give up this idea that, you know, that people don't read or people don't read big books and like that. People are hungry. We just have to share, which means our faith has to be strong. So these are some of the thoughts. Thank you so much for the opportunities, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. I'll stop here and see if any of you have any comments or questions or reflections.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for this very intense brief class. It was really very inspiring and it was heart to heart. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for insisting on the very important points and letting us know that people are really hungry. We just have to be more sincere and strong. And we just have to be serious, being in this fortunate Krishna conscious Sangha. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Is anybody would like to ask any questions or yes, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Shastrakrit Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you for such a wonderful class. I really, what resonated with me is when you, one of the things that resonated with me was when you said that toward the end, when you said that people are hungry, for spirituality. And I feel very much the same. And I would just like to ask you, because you seem to have a lot of experience, opening your cafe and really, you know, making things accessible to others. And I'm just wondering, or I would like to hear from you, some kind of ways to really connect with people in our own, you know, maybe not so traditional, because a lot of times, you know, when we're doing things like distributing books, which is beautiful, I've had good fortune with that. However, at the same time, I'm looking for new ways to try to connect with people, because like you said, I feel like so many people are hungry for this knowledge, and you know, I just don't know where to turn to try to to try to connect with more people.
Yes, that's a beautiful desire. So what I noticed is, if we are reading Srila Prabhupada's books, and if we are inspired, and part of my prayer is that Krishna will use me as an instrument of his compassion and compassion of my spiritual master. And I always carry books, not necessarily like when I go to the book table, but just anytime we should always have books ready to give to people. And I print cards that shows, I also have a stamp I made from Office Max with my information that I put it on the books. I always, you know, leave a book or a card or, you know, something that people can reach out to me. Sometimes it's so surprising that, you know, people reach out to me after 2 years. Or they reach out to me from LA, where I used to be, or from Philly, where I was there for a little bit with the Mantra Lounge devotees. Like, people reach out to me from places that many years ago I gave them a book. So if we're always praying, and if we are inspired, and also I notice, like, whichever book I'm reading, Krishna will allow that book to go out through me. If I'm reading like Gita, I'll distribute more Gitas. If I'm reading Bhagavatam. So if you're chanting good japa and reading, and if you're inspired and we're looking to really to help, then every day Krishna will allow you that opportunity. So we just have to be always on the, like even my daughter, 2 years old, we were leaving Delhi to come back to Atlanta, Delhi airport. And there were three ladies, you know, the airport officials. And I just had two small books with me in Hindi. I was not carrying much because the luggage and all that thing. And there were three of them. And my daughter wanted to give them books. So I gave her one book, and then she gave and went and gave it to one lady, and then she came back, and then I gave her another book. For the third lady, I didn't have the book. At least I didn't have the Hindi or English book to give in Delhi airport. I had a couple of other South Indian languages. So she was very upset. She kept insisting I give her, this is my daughter, give her the book that I have with me. But then I'm trying to explain to her, no, she doesn't read this language. But she was so upset that, you know, I'm not giving her the book, or, you know, there was not another book to give it to this lady. So I was just thinking how, you know, even a two-year-old can show mercy and compassion. I was laughing with my wife. I said, imagine that one day you meet a fired up devotee and you ask them, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? Oh, this toddler gave me a Prabhupada books. I read it, you know. So we don't have to be some superstar, because the superstars have done all the work for us. So we just like a toddler in spiritual life. You just walk up to somebody and you give them a book. And Americans, more than Indians, I find, like every time I set a book table, they have more manners and They take the books and they understand it costs some money to print the books. So on their own, you know, they give donations and things like that. So I mean, no offense, but I find like sometimes it's hard to distribute books to somebody from India. But it's easier to give a book to a local, and they're receptive and they're generous, they're friendly, they'd like to chat and like this. So it's a misconception. Sometimes when devotees go out, they always, you know, set up book table in an Indian market and only give books to Indian. That's not necessarily true, which is wonderful. But everybody wants these books, and we can just be instrument of compassion. We just have to chant good rounds, read Prabhupada books, and carry our business cards and books with us. If somebody wants a book and we don't have it, it's our fault.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. That's good. I really like the card and the stamp. That's something I haven't thought of. That's really wonderful. Yeah, and it's really sweet to hear that story about your daughter. Like you said, you know, one day someone may say that one of those women or one of their children or who knows, you know, they got that book from your daughter. So thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. And thank you again for your class. It was very inspiring.
Thank you, Mata, for your question and encouragement. Mm-hmm.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Guru Maharajas. All glories to your book distribution, Prabhu. You are such an inspiration for all of us, and you have come like almost a year or maybe more than that to Bhakti Sangha. Always look forward for your association, Prabhu, because you know you bring so much of hope in our life that we may also someday distribute books. Not like you maybe, but some of it, Prabhu, at least the mood. So please bless all of us, Prabhu, so that we can walk the path you are walking, Prabhu. And yes, Prabhu, the way, and I, from my personal experience, I would say the kids can do better than the adult one. And I totally agree on what you said about American and Indian thing. Of course, not to be offensive to anybody, but it is much easier at times to convince people from non-Indian background. And please keep giving us your association, Prabhu, so that we remain infused with the mood of distributing Srila Prabhupada's book. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Prabhuji, I would like to ask a question regarding when devotees are going out for a book distribution, they count the books, they take it out, and when they come back, they count how much books have gone in the book management side. So I would like to know, is it recommended to share how many books has been distributed by individual devotees? As a group, as from temple, it's very encouraging. I can understand that. But is it nice to share such things, or how to share if they are doing? Can you please give some points?
Yeah, whatever. Like Prabhupada used to say, palena parichyate, whatever is helping to increase book distribution. Of course, you know, like Prabhupada said, we're not dead stone. Everybody like to be acknowledged and everybody like to be encouraged. So in that sense, it's good. Like, you know, when I was living in LA temple, they would read every day morning's course for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada and the deities, which was very nice. And also, you know, inspiring for the individuals, that the devotees hear what service you did that day and like that. But sometimes, you know, Deva Mrita Maharaj, Vaisheshika Prabhu, they're noticing how, you know, some devotees are really good at it and they can go out and distribute 100 books in a day, and some people are shy and they're humble and they're new. So they feel discouraged. They feel like, oh, such and such is doing 100 books. I only did one book. Why should I even bother going out? So that means it's like backfiring. In that situation, it's better to have a team score. But overall, if we are in that position as a manager or a leader, we should acknowledge and thank and encourage everybody, especially the beginners and the newcomers and those who are not doing so well. And that way they can keep going out. Like, for example, I also realized over the years, what happens is, you know, it's easier when you're in the brahmachari ashram, when you're wearing saffron, you have no bills to pay. You can go to sleep at 7 a.m. and you have a book room full of books and they give you a van and, you know, you're like superstar, shining star, like number one in North America, like that. It's, in a sense, it's easier to distribute like that. But then when you get married, you have a baby crying and you have bills to pay and you cannot sleep on time and you're not distributing 100 books a day. You can only do like 10 books a day or 5 books a day. Krishna is watching if you still have that spirit, if you have developed that taste and compassion that even though there's nothing in for us, no ego, not much money, not much praise, if we're still going up. So my guru used to say, that's the taste I'm trying to instill in my disciples. That way, when they're not in the brahmachari ashram, or they can be in any ashram, but you have the taste and compassion that you'll keep going up. So to keep long answer short, you know, we have to, it's an individual thing that you have to see for your group what is helping the devotees and what is discouraging the devotees, and we have to do the needful.
Yes, Prabhuji, I got the point. Yes, it makes sense because it's all dynamic. It depends on the group and the time and situation. Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. Thank you so much for actually coming to the point what I was looking for. Thank you, Prabhuji. There is one comment, Prabhuji, I'll just read. Induleka Karuna Mataji is saying, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, your classes are very inspiring and full of personal experiences and realization. Dandavas Pranam, Jai Srila Prabhupada. And... Narahari Dev, yes, I want to say something. Yes, Narahari Prabhu is telling, happy Ekadasi to all assembled devotees. Yeah, that's general comment. And yes, Prabhuji, that's it. If devotees are not having questions,
Hare Krishna.
Sure.
Can you spotlight whoever is speaking, please? Or asking?
Today's video is not going to be.
Okay. No problem. Just the name, at least.
Yeah. This is Gail Gorangi.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, I was just wondering what do you say to, especially, Western audience, you know, people who don't know anything about Krishna. How do you go from that to selling them a whole set of Bhagavatam? What are you saying to them?
In our cafe, for example, we have the books on display. We have Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and many other books on display. So as soon as somebody walks in, you can see from their reaction how ready they are. Automatically, it shows. Sometimes they're just like Uber driver picking up and, you know, they're just on their phone, they're bored to death and like that, you know. And then you will have like born again Christians, they kind of feel awkward. And then you have somebody that just like runs up to the bookshelf and, you know, takes a book and start reading, and then they want the neck beads, they want some incense, and then you immediately know this, who is ready and who's not. I mean, with everybody, we just try to give them a book. We tell them like, oh, these are books on yoga, meditation. These are books, philosophy behind yoga meditation. They get rid of stress. They talk about real spiritual happiness, not some superficial material happiness. And then I tell them, like, you know, this is a gift for you. And, you know, these are sacred texts. We're not allowed to sell them. It's just to help us with the printing. You can give some donation like that. And depending on how hungry they are and how enthusiastic they resonate with you, what you're saying and the realization, then you know, like, you know, which books to give him and like that. But when I set up bookstore, when American or, you know, Mexican or somebody walking by, I just tell them, hey, can I offer you a book on yoga meditation? And if they're like a little bit, you know, and decide, I tell them, you look very spiritual and thoughtful. It's not an accident. We are meeting, and it's not like you meet a monk every day. I'm not a monk anymore, but I just tell them, you know, check this out. And I tell them, you know, the idea is not, we're not trying to sell you anything. We're just promoting this yoga culture and philosophy. And if you give some donation, it's good karma for you. And if you don't have anything, you're still welcome to keep the book, and you can donate always another time. I'm here every evening, something like that. And I give them a card and invite them to our kirtan programs or cafe or something like that. So it's very basic. I say the same thing. Like, you just tell them something that they can relate to. Show them a couple of pictures and make friends like that. And then when they come to the classes, I get more into it. But in the book table, I don't try to give like a full-on Bhagavatam class or, you know, hold them up.
Mm-hmm. Another concern I have is, you know, when it comes to distributing the Gita, right, I'm always concerned about them getting through the first chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So how to overcome that?
Yeah, Vijay Prabhu, the Sankirtan minister, book distribution minister, he tells him, like, the first chapter is history and list of long names, but the philosophy actually starts in chapter 2. So he tells him, like, if you find the chapter 1 overwhelming, and if you want to get into the philosophy, just go to chapter 2 and start reading like that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, depends on some, you know, yesterday one God brother, I asked him, like, how did you come to Krishna consciousness? He said, oh, one of my lady friends took me to the meditation night, kirtan night, and I didn't even buy a book there, but he saw the Gita there. And then later, he has a Kindle, and he came across Gita for Kindle. So he downloaded Prabhupada's Gita and started reading it cover to cover. He was so hungry for it. Then that reminded him, oh, this is the place, and this is the kirtan that I went to. So he started going there regularly and became a full-time devotee. So sometimes people amaze us with how they love the books and how they've read the books. And somebody was telling me yesterday, one of the customers, he said, I'm in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. I mean, you won't believe this. This is somebody that, you know, looks just like an average person. You know, he installed carpets and this and that. Like, he doesn't come across like somebody, you know, like Bhagavatam scholar.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he amazed me. Like, just, I said to myself, just see, you know, just distribute the books. Don't be mental about who's going to read, what they're going to read. That's between them and Krishna. So whenever I go out, I just, like Prabhupada says, just blindly follow your instruction of your guru and just distribute these books and let Krishna decide and help them, or, you know, like that.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. for distributing the books. So we're working on a small project in Stone Mountain, and the next days are crucial. We're waiting to hear some results. So just wanted to beg all of you devotees on the call to kindly, if possible, unmute and chant one Maha Mantra with me. That we will have the blessings and grace of Guru and Gauranga, that we will be successful in our humble up attempts. I will explain to you what it is when I come on the call next time. Please chant.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, all you desire trees. It's such an honor and blessing and pleasure to be with you all this morning on Ekadasi morning. If there is anything else, you can.
If devotees are not having any questions or we can end the call here. Let's pay obeisances to Prabhuji and all Vaishnavas. Vancha Kalpatar
Kalpatar
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.